Founded in 2010, Freedom Internet is proudly 100% New Zealand owned. They specialize in safe high-speed internet for residential homes and apartments. Freedom offers flexible short and long stay options that keep you connected from day one. With a strong focus on service, innovation and community, Freedom Internet is redefining what it means to get connected the Kiwi way. Freedom Internet, building community, one gig at a time. Sign up today at freedominternet.co.nz and experience the difference freedom gives. Bursting out the scene in 2025 through Moana Pacifica, the fan and rugby OGs were quick to back this man in the jersey through unreal kicking, stepping and game reading ability. Since that first game, we've seen him build his game brick by brick and the club as well with the soaring fan favourite Moana Pacifica. He hails from New South Wales, the real team in origin. He's killed competitions across the shores and he's the Saracen slaughter man. It's the man himself, Patrick Pellegrini. Thanks for coming on, Jim.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for having me.
Good to be here. No, I appreciate you coming on, bro. It's been mean, eh? I think especially now that like all the Moana boys are here and especially based across there, like having you guys all there and like knowing Kyron and then like Felidi or Fred and all those guys as well, bro, it's been mean. And when I messaged you and you followed their account back, I was like, fuck, yeah, oh, mean.
Yeah, no, it's good, bro. Yeah. Spoke with Kyron and obviously like you's the boys and that. And yeah, he was like, yeah, come on.
How's it, bro? You're obviously on your day off. So what do you get up to, bro?
Just today. Woke up, went for a kick. I normally go do a bit of extra kicking on my days off. And then just the rest of the day, I'll just here. And then I'll go do a bit of recovery and that and just chill out for the rest of the day.
You guys have a membership or something with a recovery space there?
Yeah, we're at that O Studios in Takapuna. Yeah. So they give us like a discount thing. We go do sauna, ice bath there. So
that's sick.
Yeah, it's nice. It's
cool. What kind of stuff do you do? Like 30 seconds on, 30 off?
Yeah, you're just in there, like 20 minute sauna, 3 minute in the ice bath, and just like three rounds of that.
Sure. How often are you doing that? Like now that, like in here at least?
Now that we've got that membership, we go like twice, sometimes three times a week.
Yeah. So do you guys pay anything?
Yeah, it's just we get a little bit off.
That's pretty sweet, though.
It's all good, though.
Yeah, because some of them, especially around Auckland, like especially, bro, around the central ones,
yeah.
Holy expensive moly, bro, expensive.
Yeah.
Do you have them? I see them heaps in Oz. I remember there was one of the league players that started one. I forgot what his name was, but they have heaps of those over in Oz.
Yeah, there's a new one in Bondi that's like supposed to be unreal, eh? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they've just opened that. I've heard it's supposed to be next level.
Bro, crazy place, Bondi. Yeah. Like we were telling you before, when we went out for New Year's, bro, I've never seen that many like run clubs in like Fitzroy's.
It's getting crazy. Yeah, it's full on.
Bro, it's crazy. When we were there, I think we were going around like, 7, 8 a.m. because obviously being on holiday, we all went over and like, we'll dusty ass from the night before. We drove around, it honestly would have been early morning and they were all running and like...
Yeah, no, that's not for me. I'll be hungover on a Sunday after a big night.
So what's it like, bro? Now, you know, you're here at Moana Pacifica, it's 2025. The season's been gone, bro. The team's going well. How's it been for you, bro, enjoying this season?
Yeah, I've loved it. Moving closer to home and then just kind of reconnecting with my roots, my culture, you know, part of Moana. So that's a huge part of it for me. And yeah, just really proud to be a part of the club, and really loving it.
So you signed last year in August.
Yeah.
To come over this year. Where were you at the time, bro?
So I was in Coventry over in the UK, bit different. But got the opportunity to come here and just took it straight away.
Far out, bro. So when did you actually come over to start training, like off season wise?
So I missed the start. I was with Tonga at the start because we still had our end of year tour. So then after that, I think it was maybe end of November, I was kind of in for that last month of preseason last year.
Far out. Yeah, Fred last week was telling us some of the drills you guys were doing and it sounded...
It was pretty full on. Coventry was good though. They're full-time as well, so they kind of set me up good as well. Yeah. Like it wasn't just a massive shock to the system. So that was good.
It's pretty crazy, bro. You know, like especially going from Oz, because you left in COVID, right, to go to Oz, go to England. Going from Oz to England, that's pretty big difference as well, especially weather-wise. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was massive. COVID, we're in lockdown here, but over there, they were kind of, it was pretty open. All good. Yeah, but still just a massive cultural shock. Just, it was so different.
Yeah.
So I think I ended up being there for about 3 years all up, maybe. And yeah, that was about the max I could do.
Did you love it though?
Yeah, like the experience was unreal. Like the friendships you made, like the club,
yeah,
both the clubs I was at, man, unreal. Good coaches, everything, all that was there. It was an unreal experience. But
you get to tour Europe a fair bit, eh?
Yeah, it's so easy. Just hop on our flight. You're in Spain or whatever, you know.
And it's not Italy. Like here, like I'm flying down to Dunnes tomorrow.
Yeah.
Some of the flights are expensive. But whatever, in Europe, eh? You go to a different country.
$40.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Yeah, it's nuts, eh?
Nah, it's sick.
Sweet. We'll dive into a little bit of the early life, bro. Growing up, bro, where were you born and bred?
So I was born and raised in Sydney. Yeah. Grew up in Maroubra all my life, pretty much. All the way till I moved to England. Yeah.
Maroubra, where's Maroubra in Sydney?
So it's like just south of Bondi and that. So Bondi, Coogee, and then it's a bit south of.
Oh, true. Coogee Pav, eh? All those.
Yeah, Coogee Pav, all those ones. Yeah. Coogee Bay.
Oh, far out, bro. The beaches are so nice, bro.
Yeah, it's unreal.
It's so nice. So good. Going through kind of Oz as a youngin', bro, especially like if you look at the NRL now, like, bro, and you're in Wanapasifika and. Going over there, heaps of Islanders now, especially like Sydney based. Well, a lot of it Western Sydney. What was it like, you know, as a youngin' growing up and playing code over there, bro?
Over
in Sydney.
Yeah. Well, I grew up playing rugby league.
True.
So I was playing rugby league from a very young age. I played that most of my young life. Up till I was about. I think I was 16, and then I was kind of playing both. And then I just really fell in love with rugby and had to make a decision around that 16-year-old age.
What did you jam league? What posse were you in league?
I was halfback in league. Oosh. A little bit of fullback, but mainly halfback. I did love league growing up, but once I started playing union, loved it.
Yeah. Is Sydney quite a league city, right?
Yeah, it's massive with league. I think it's just because there's so many teams, you know? You got, eight different teams or whatever compared to, you know, Waratahs, you just the one.
Is league bigger in Sydney than the AFL?
I'd be pretty similar. I think AFL is pretty big now, like if you go to Melbourne and that, like AFL is just, Perth.
Your family, bro, how many in your family and what do you call it? You have any siblings and that?
Yeah, I got three younger brothers. So mum, dad, and then three. I'm the oldest of four boys.
Oosh, how old are your brothers, bro?
21's a couple years younger, so he's about 24.
Yeah.
The other one's like 21. Then the other one just turned 18, 19.
Mean? Yeah. All the boys jam footy as well, or?
They did when they were younger. Yeah. They've kind of stopped a bit now. The middle one, he still jams a bit.
Yeah.
But the younger one, he likes basketball.
Oh, sick.
You wouldn't think he's tall as well.
Hey. Yo,
he's massive. So he's the youngest, he's the tallest.
Yeah.
He loves basketball. And then the second oldest, he's a mechanic.
Oh, bro, what a trade. That's a mean trade, eh?
Yeah,
I'm still paying for wafts in that, bro. It's expensive,
Hooks up all the boys.
Oh, my God, especially in Oz, bro. It's way more expensive than it is here, eh? So how much do you guys pay for a normal regio over in Sydney?
Bro, I can't remember. It's been ages for me, but
it's expensive. It's not like here, eh?
It's not cheap, especially if you got like a decent car.
Right.
It's bad,
But when we were over there, I was shocked at how many of the young'uns were driving around like utes and stuff, bro.
Oh, they love it, bro. All the boys, they just like get on the Hilux.
The Luxus and that.
I was like, you work in an office. Like, what do you mean?
Or the concrete princess.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
Your culture, bro. You've got an interesting culture. So is it your mum is the Tongan?
Yeah, mum's Tongan.
Mum's Tongan and dad's?
He's Aussie. He's pretty dumb. But his like great grandparents are Italian. So got some Italian heritage pretty far back. Not too connected with that, but... Just the Pellegrini last name, and then mum's Tongan. She was born there, kind of grew up there for a bit, and then dad's Aussie Italian.
Yeah, so mum, I think I read mum came over when she was around 8 to Australia.
Yeah, about then. Moved to Canberra, I think, and then kind of just moved to Sydney, moved around a bit. And then settled in Sydney.
Bro, sick. So like culturally as a young end, were you quite connected with your Tongan culture and stuff, or does she have much family over there in Oz?
There's like most of her sisters and that kind of there. We definitely did like a lot of Tongan stuff. We weren't, you know, like fully into it, you know.
Yeah, that's mean though that you got to, and especially but, now knowing that you put on the red jersey, right?
Yeah, definitely.
They got to touch base.
Good experience. Yeah.
Yeah, I think when you had an interview with Rugby Pass, you said one of the sick things about having that camp. For Ikaletahi was that you got to reconnect with heaps of your family that you have over there in Tonga, and you hadn't seen them for ages at that point, so you got to reconnect, which is, bro, your mum would have been so stoked with that as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think she loved that as well, the fact that, well, she could come over and, you know, it's just a proud moment for, like, the whole family, you know, and, like, seeing me play for Tonga, you know.
100%. Australia Rugby League, you've got AFL, Union, like, going through all those sports, and Aussie is so sports-based. Like, it's such a sporty country, especially Sydney, bro. Like, the beaches and that. Did you do surf lifesaving or anything?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, did grew you? Up, yeah. I hated that, though.
Right? Did you?
Yeah, we did it for a bit, and, like, nippers, they call it.
Yeah.
And then I think we did one session, like, when we were young. And, like, me and my brother, we were just, like, crying the whole time. Never going back.
So what do you even do in that kind of stuff? Like, is that kind of stuff all based so you become, like, a lifeguard or something?
Yeah, kind of. And it's just, like, it was just a bit of fun. Like, you take a kid, like, you do, like, run, swim, runs and, like, just, like, play flags and just play, like, play beach games with, like, other kids. But, man, like, me and my brother hated that. We'd rather just play footy and that.
Because, like, even see, like, some of the big events over there is, like, beach sprinting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, crazy. Like, Damien Cook, that the hooker.
Beach sprinter.
Bro,
beach
he's, sprinter. Like, fast as beach sprinter, eh?
Yeah.
It's a pretty famous thing. I think heaps of, like, the influencers over there do, like, that beach sprinting stuff. Yeah. Like, the hearty
ass. Pretty popular, man.
Yeah. For that rugby league stuff, was it, like, a pathway system? I mean, if you stop when you're 16, you would have been playing some pretty heavy stuff growing up in league, eh?
Yeah, well, there was kind of, I just kind of played club, and then I went to a league school as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just playing school league, played a little bit of, just like, just league school and then, club as well. But yeah, that was pretty much it. I didn't really kind of get to that next level where I'd go through the pathways and that.
16, that way,
I kind of stopped, pretty early. Yeah, because I was kind of making, when I did play those first couple of years of Union, I was kind of, I was enjoying it and then playing, like, rep a bit as well.
Yeah.
So, kind of.
What were your schools called, bro, growing up?
Like, I went to a school called Myers College, Pagewood.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the league school we went to.
Oh, true. Yeah. Wow, right, bro. League, it's so hectic, eh, watching how big league is over there.
It's massive.
Like, where did we stay, Taz? There's a place called Como. I think it was called Como. Mm. So it was, that's like, kind of. It was pretty far from the city.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a 40-minute train ride, bro, from the city.
Yeah, okay.
And so we were staying out there. And when we were driving around, like, even a drive to, like, Bondi, you drive past, like, Cronulla, the Sharkies and all that stuff. But there's just, like, clubs everywhere, right? Like, understand why the talent's just so easy to pick.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much just depth so many, around the area. Yeah,
definitely.
Especially with the girls now, like, in the younger grades, do you reckon league's going to grow, like, pretty heavy over there in Sydney? Like, as much as it is now?
Yeah, it's definitely just growing. It's just getting bigger and bigger. They've done it so well.
Yeah.
And, like, like you said, with the girls and the women's, like, it's just, it's getting massive. Yeah. So it's just going to get bigger, I think.
Yeah. As a kid, bro, you're, like, what were you, like, a shy kid? Or were you quite a out there kid?
I was pretty out there kid. Yeah, didn't really like school. Played up a bit in school. But, like... I just loved, like, footy and that, and, like, just playing with the boys, went surfing, all that kind of stuff, and then got into golf as well.
Sick.
So I was pretty out there kind of kid.
Yeah. Do you play with Karen golf and that now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, we jam a bit. Yeah.
What do you play off?
At the moment, I'd probably be about 10, 11.
What does Karen play off?
No, I don't think he has one, but maybe 18, something, maybe 20.
Yeah,
he's gotten heaps better. But
I was watching his those Under Armour shoots and stuff, and he's in there, bro. He looks like a bit of a sweater.
Yeah, bro, it's funny as. He's all right. It's getting better, but.
Yeah. Do you like the golf clubs here? Or like the courses?
I've only played with a couple.
Yeah.
They were pretty chill because I only got my clubs over
recently. Oh, right. Fair enough.
But yeah, so hopefully I'll start jamming a bit more.
Yeah. Like all your mates, bro, did they all jam code with you over there when you were growing up in Sydney?
Yeah. We all, grew up, all my boys played, we all played rugby league and then obviously in school, like we all grew, like through school footy, we all played together. So that was kind of our group, yeah.
So when you hit 16 and you switched over to Union, was that a personal choice or did you do it because like all your mates wanted to switch to Union as well?
No, because I think it was like under 15s that they ended up, like rugby was on the Sunday, same as the league.
Oh. So
for one or two seasons, I was actually playing league or whatever in the morning. And then mum, like we'd run to the, we'd drive quickly to go play rugby in. And then mum was like, nah. She's like, I can't do this. Pick one. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Rugby, yeah.
Bro, it's crazy as a youngin' how you're keen to do something like that, eh? Yeah. Like, bro.
But I don't know how I did it, eh? I don't know how parents did it as well. Because the younger brothers were playing as well.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So they were jamming and like, so dad would be taking the other couple or mum. Yeah, so.
Bro, that's crazy, eh? Yeah. What is the union like over in Sydney, bro?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like, I... obviously growing up, and then I went to like a club and then Shoot Shield and that. So it's pretty good. And I think it's getting bigger over there. Getting a lot more professional from when I was back there 5-6 years ago.
Right. Because heaps of boys from here, bro, like they play like club here. They're all going to play for these clubs in Sydney now, bro. Like, and if the games and you look at the crowds, bro, they're actually massive, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Some good, some rivalries in that get pretty decent crowds for those games, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, bro, it's sick going there. So when did rugby actually start for you? So rugby league, obviously. How young were you when you first, like, chucked some boots on and played, like...
League?
Yeah, league.
Bro, I was young. I think I was, like, fours, under, like, 4 years old.
So is that, like, Ripper or, like...
Hey.
Or like here we have like tag, like, you know, you guys have
I think it was like touch pretty much.
Yeah.
But I was pretty young, and then I was playing like three ages below.
Oh,
or
true.
Like up.
Up, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And then until I finally hit my age group.
Yeah. And like, did you have any other sports there or jam, or was it always just league as a youngin'?
As a young kid, I surfed a lot. Loved surfing. That was probably the other one, the main one. Then kind of when I got a bit older, I got into golf.
Oh, yeah. True. Bro, surfing is crazy. Like, especially those beaches in Oz, bro. It's so scary. I was scared of, like, sharks or whatever, like something like that. Where did you surf in Sydney? Like, what beaches?
Just at Moorabbin Beach, just the local. Yeah, me and my cousin, my brother, you know, we always used to go down morning before school sometimes, you know. Mum would drop us off or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, bro, I tried to go surfing at JMA a little bit, and, bro.
It's hard, eh?
Bro, what the hell? Especially me, bro. I'm, like, 110, 115 kilos, bro. Like, some of these, like, 9-foot longboards aren't even holding me up, bro. So when I'm pedaling, I'm like,
who? Nah, it's hard, eh? it's a hard sport.
Yeah, one of my mates, Joey, took me up to, have you surfed much here?
No, I haven't surfed here at all.
Oh, no, yeah. So there's, like, this beach up there called Te Ara. It's, like, a bit of a surf beach, and there was one good day, so he was like, oh, bro, come up. And so I was like, oh, bro, I was so naive as well. Like, I don't even surf often, like, pretty much never. And so I just go up, bro. He just gives me this longboard. We like go out, and like when we're driving in, like, because it doesn't look that big driving in. It's oh, it looks
once
me.
You're out there,
eh? And then like I was out there, and I was like, bro, I actually got scared, eh?
Yeah.
And I just decided to take one, and it ended up being like one of the fattest sets that night. And bro, I got smoked, bro. I honestly got smashed. I was like rolling around for ages, and I was like, nah, I'm out, bro. I just patted back and just sat there. I was like, nah, this ain't the same for me.
Yeah, bro, it's full on.
Yeah, bro.
A lot bigger ones are out there compared to standing on the.
Yeah. And bro, that recent storm that hit in over in Oz? Did you see bro?
I saw that.
That was nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
it's crazy, bro. It's honestly looks stupid, bro.
Yeah.
Friends and family, like, you obviously have your brothers that play ball and stuff. Were your parents quite sport orientated as well, or was it just you boys?
They didn't play, like, in terms of them playing sport. They didn't play much sport growing up.
Yeah.
Dad did, like, I think he played like school rugby. But that was about it. But they loved watching all the boys.
All you guys play.
Yeah, they loved it. Yeah.
I mean, obviously they were busy and how you were saying. As a younger bro, what did you have? Were there any key moments you remember from being in there, like especially those league grades as young? Because of how bloody big it is in Sydney. Mm. What kind of stuff do you remember as a youngin, jamming?
Bro, I remember this one time. So do you watch rugby league much? Like that?
Yeah, heaps, bro.
So like Victor Radley.
Yeah.
We went to the same school. Like,
oh, true.
And we played against each other at club, bro. And he was playing with for Clovelly, and I was playing against him.
Mm.
And his he was playing with the, you know, Wendell Saylor.
Yeah.
So his son, Tristan Saylor.
Tristan,
they were
the Broncos.
Team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they were in I was playing against them, bro. And I remember Victor was running at me. Wendell was on the sideline. Victor was running at me. I'm going to tackle him, bro. And like I've just copped a mad shot, gone down, like knocked out cold, bro. I was cold. I was like, oh no. From the window and that. Wendell's come over, he's like, you're a brave kid, bro. Good on you, bro. Good on you. I was out cold, bro. Yeah.
Man, that's I forgot about that. Like, classic. Man, You guys would have, you would have played with heaps of guys like that, eh? Like,
yeah, bro. Yeah, I played with a few of those big, those boys.
The big inflictor. How old are you now, bro?
26 now.
26 now. Yeah. So will Victor and that be around that
age? Same age,
well?
Yeah.
Far out. So who else is in that kind of cohort, bro? Like, of
bro,
guys
I played with a few. Cameron Murray.
Really?
Played rugby.
Bro, wasn't he a Union guy as well?
Yeah, so I played, he played at Randwick with me as
Yeah. Oh, was Randwick quite close to you?
Yeah, that's down the road. That's my local club.
I watch the races heaps, eh?
Yeah, no, the races, eh?
That's you. Yeah, that's kind of sending your boys to a TA, like Hiluxes in races, eh?
Yeah, bro. They love it, eh? Love it.
And run clubs.
Yeah.
Bro, like Victor the Inflictor, Sailor. Bro, that's crazy hearing those names. What's his name? He just got married recently.
Clayton.
Yeah. He was a Union boy as well, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was at Scots. So was, I didn't really verse him.
Scots is like a pretty private school there.
Yeah, massive private school. Yeah.
Is it true that Union is like a private school sport kind of?
It's definitely more private school based. Like you get like a lot more players coming through that system. For schoolboys and that would come from private schools.
I see. When did you realize, bro, like, obviously you switched over at 16, when did you realize, like, fuck, if I lock in, bro, like, this career could be for me?
I don't know, I kind of always, like, thought it, like, I never, like, wanted to do anything else.
Yeah.
Which is, like, yeah, so I just always thought, like, just back it, just play rugby, I just loved it.
Yeah.
And I kind of just, that's all I wanted to do.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, 100%. Especially, I mean... When you look at a lot of those guys, they all say the exact same thing, bro. Like, all like the guys in the NRL, when they do their kind of stuff with like Channel 9 or Fox and stuff, they say like, oh, so as a youngin, like, what other thing did you want to do? All of them just say, I just wanted to play footy.
Yeah.
It must be that big there, right? That just like.
Yeah, bro. Just like, you don't really think about it. Like, you don't really think about anything else. I was kind of just, you're just like, oh, yeah, I'll just play footy. And like, even if it wasn't professional at the time, you kind of still took it professional.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
You know, even when I was playing Shoot Shield, that's not professional, you know, it's just afternoons.
Yeah.
But like you'd kind of still have that same mentality that it's like professional.
Yeah, 100%. In league, bro, like, you know, like maybe 13, 14, 15, how often do you guys train during the week, bro?
About twice a week probably only, like Tuesday, Thursdays or whatever.
Yeah, because I've seen heaps of things like, well, because some of my mates as well have gone like, when we were like 13, heaps of my mates moved. I remember one of the bros moved, bro, and we like cried when he said he was moving to Oz. I was like, oh, bro. You know, I figure out he's going to Keebra.
Yeah.
Was that in Goldie?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's in Goldie. It's like a league school. He was saying they were like 14, bro, and the bro was like gymming like four times a week. And jamming.
Was it like a private?
It was like a high tier league school.
Yeah,
bro. Like I think Payne Haas and all those, and Reese Walsh and all those guys went there as well. But they were like, they were training heaps, as like youngins going to those kind of schools.
Full on,
but I think it was like kind of specialized for league or something like that.
Yeah.
Your transition period, bro, like kind of like, you know, academy towards now, like what kind of stuff did you do, even in school, like rep team wise, did you do Germany rep team? Because you made New South Wales and all those teams, eh?
Yeah. So I made New South Wales schoolboys and then combined states as well. And then kind of out of school was just doing, you know, just at Randwick and doing a bit of under 20s New South Wales.
Yep.
Then kind of once I turned out of the 20s, I was just jamming kind of second grade and that for Randwick.
Yeah.
Before I went to West Harbour. So that's when I kind of played, I think it was 2 years, maybe three.
Mm.
I was played Shoot Shield there. Not much rep, but a little bit. And then... Yeah, that was after that Shoot Shield, that was COVID and headed to UK.
Headed over to the UK. With that kind of New South Wales under 20s, what do you do? Do you like, what teams do you play?
Who did we play? I think we played Queensland 20s.
Yeah.
There was another another game, but it was mainly like kind of training kind of thing. So you'd do a lot of training at the stadium and that kind of stuff. Like it wasn't... when I was there, the pathway, it wasn't really like a full kind of thing.
Did you notice much of a drop off in regards to like players? So you hit 18 and then obviously 19, you go out into the big world and opportunities come for pro careers. Did you notice much of the boys you were playing with kind of spread out to different sports as in like AFL or league?
No, not really. Like when I feel like rugby union, you kind of, if you play rugby, Like, you want to, like, lots of boys stick with it.
Yeah,
you know, I still know boys that are still jamming at Randwick from when I was back there seven years ago or whatever. So
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
So what made you kind of make that decision, bro, to go over to the UK from that COVID time? Was it just?
So me and my agent, it was just during COVID and there was just nothing happening in Oz. It was like, oh, their season started, but we got like an opportunity. It's like pretty low division, but get you out of Oz and you can play some rugby and who knows what will happen. So we're kind of just like, oh, I got nothing to lose. Go, why not? Got doing nothing here. Jumped over there and then kind of just jammed it was just like three quarters of the season I was there and just, loved it. It was good fun, ripped up.
So where is Coventry, bro, in the UK?
So Cov's, that's north of London.
Yeah.
It's like an hour and a bit north of London.
Right.
Just kind of in the middle, like next to Birmingham and that.
Oh, true. So busy as?
Pretty busy,
Right.
Yeah, pretty busy, bro.
So how was it, like, going over to the UK? Did you move by yourself?
No, my partner at the time. Yeah, so, we moved over at the same time.
I was
pretty young, bro. When I first moved, it was bad, eh? Like, my first, like, 2 weeks just by myself, she didn't move originally. So I was like, those first couple of weeks, I was just like, oh, man, I hate this. Like,
oh, true.
Yo, bro. I was, like, calling mum. I was like, man, I don't want to do this, eh?
Oh, real?
I was like, I can't do this. And then my partner moved over after and kind of just got a bit easier and easier. Once I got in with the boys and that, got into training and that, it just kind of, just got easier over time.
Mean. What was it like, bro? Training-wise and, like, club-wise, how often were you guys training? Was it full-time in jamming?
So at the first club I went to, Seven Oaks, so that was pretty low. That was only, I think we trained twice a week on the afternoon.
Oh, so you went over to Seven Oaks first?
Yes, so that was my first one. Because I got picked from Coventry from there.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. So that was only like a couple times a week, you know, just like park footy.
Yeah.
But just, got the piss on.
Hey, it was mean though? Like,
yeah, good fun, bro. Like, it was probably one of my favorite times.
Real,
you know?
Bro.
Just
that'd
good
be
fun.
So fun, bro.
Yeah.
That'd be hectic.
And then, that was when, so it was that season. Yeah, played real good, got picked. And then Coventry kind of like got in touch and we're keen. Signed a year with Cov and then signed another.
So how long were you with Seven Oaks for before
just
you
the one
out?
Season?
Oh, man, yeah. And you got
literally
picked up from there.
Three quarters of a season.
Sick.
So I went in like a few rounds late.
So what's kind of unique, bro? What's some unique things about their kind of game day experience and just the club experience in the UK that you reckon are quite like, unique to the UK?
I don't know. Unique to okay. I don't know, but I kind of, it's pretty, kind of similar.
Like park footy wise, eh?
Like, yeah. But just the shit pitches that you play at.
Was it pretty tragic, some of them?
Like, yeah. Like, they call it the paddock at where we play at Seven Oaks.
Yeah.
And, like, if it pours down, bro, I remember they called this one game off early because, we were yellow and blue stripe team. The other team was, like, blue and white or black and white stripes. Bro, and the pitch was so bad, like all muddy.
Oh,
and then after we couldn't tell, one of the boys tackled the other player, like his own player. And it was like, bro, we got to, like, the ref was like, because we were flogging them though, it was like 40 points.
Yeah.
And it was like 10 minutes left, and refs are like, bro, we got to call it.
Like,
he literally got tackled by his own player. Yeah. He gets off, he's like, bro.
Weather wise, it would have been a big difference. Is it just constantly raining and cold?
During like I think now it's getting pretty hot, like towards the back end. But like over the Christmas period, it's pissing down, cold, bro.
So were you working outside of that while you were there, bro, at Seven Oaks?
At Seven Oaks, no, I wasn't. I was just jamming.
Just jamming full
literally,
time?
Literally, yeah. We were just cruising.
Bro, that would have been so mean to move to a place like
golf
the UK. True.
Yeah, like I would do nothing,
Oh, that's mean. What did your partner do over there when she came over?
She still had her job that... that she had in Sydney.
She was just corresponding. Yeah. Oh, sick. Oh, bro, that's mean. That's a mean way to do it. Were there any struggles you had over there, like other than obviously feeling homesick and kind of wanting to, like not wanting to do that for, a couple of weeks as you settled in? What else did you kind of, anything else that you kind of tripped over while you were there?
When I was at Cov, I had a couple of injuries.
I
had kind of broke my wrist and thumb. So I was out for a bit for those, but other than that, the experience was great. The boys were great. And then just kind of just, like you said, the homesick thing, eh? That was probably the biggest one.
you know, like, oh, did you have health insurance while you're there? Did you just get everything sorted there?
Yeah, no, it's all sorted. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. So you play that season there and then get called up to Cov. The way the competition plays for Coventry now, the division you end up playing the top premiership sides, eh?
They have Prem Cup?
Yeah.
So you're put into a pool with like three of the champ teams and three of the top teams sides, and you just kind of verse each other and then it goes to a final. So yeah, we got to experience that. We play like team like Saracens, we beat Saracens.
Yeah.
Harlequins, we drew with them as well. Oh. Like, so we had a pretty good run. That was pretty cool playing against those kind of teams.
Yeah, bro, that's mean. How did it all come ahead, bro, from Coventry? Did they get in touch with your agent or touch you on the shoulder after a game?
Nah, so one of the player analysis guys, James Tice, he does the huddle and stuff and coding for Seven Oaks. So he's just kind of doing our stuff for Seven Oaks and you just watch him and he's just like, bro, like, we got to bring this guy over. Like, let trial him out, have a go. He's like carving up. I went for a little trial for like 2 days, three days. And then I think it was like a few days after they sent the contract, the offer.
That would have been hissing. Did you have to move from where you were or was it quite
close? Yeah, bro, like Seven Oaks is like way south, like down here.
I see.
Then you got London and then up top is Cov.
Oh, yeah. Shot up to the top there.
Yeah.
When you went over, bro, what was it like? Like, because it must have been a pretty different environment from Seven Oaks, especially considering you're going to play all those big dogs. Did the total training regime and everything change?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it was Seven Oaks two times a week for an hour in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then Cov's, you know, it's pretty full-time. You're in like 3-4 times a week. It's similar to like Moana, you know.
What you're doing now.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So 7 a.m. start, finish like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever.
Yeah, full pro environment, yeah, eh? Just full proper of the players. Any of the guys that you played against where you're like, damn, this is for real? When you lined up against anyone?
To be honest, like, because I didn't really know much about England rugby champ rugby, so there wasn't like I kind of knew really well.
Yeah.
Then there was a couple boys that come on my second year, like Will Chudley, Matt Kovacic, like a couple of these more experienced boys. I think I didn't really know like much about any players. Like,
yeah.
I think kind of helped me in a way. Like, the boys are like, oh, like, this guy's it's like a gun. Like, who are playing against? Like, oh, but I was like, oh, yeah. I just don't
just
know.
Just eliminates the head boys.
I was just like, oh, I don't really know any of them. So, yeah, I think it kind of helped.
Bro, that's gun.
In a way.
That's mean. Like, rugby-wise, how different is the style of play over there, bro, compared to, like, Oz rugby?
Yeah. Oh, it's very different. Compared to, like, Oz and Shoot Shield.
Yeah.
It's just a lot more kind of kicking and, you know, I watched Shoot Shield back, like, when I went back to Oz.
Yeah.
And I played a couple games and, bro, they just, like, play from anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 30 out, they're just running it, quick tap, like, everything.
Yeah.
Over there, you know, it's a lot more, like, structured, like, game management. Like,
oh, true.
Just more kicking, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah,
because the aerial game is pretty massive now.
Yeah.
You guys do it a fair bit with Moana, especially from, like, around the 10.
Yeah.
Before the half, you guys are chucking it up. But, like, other teams do it as well. Like, I remember when the Blues started doing it, like, 2-3 years ago. Every time they just got to the 10, bro, just sky-high bombers, just going straight away. Yeah. And you look at the way England came. When England came and played the All Blacks last year,
yeah,
they were just bombing that stuff as well. Yeah, they were putting that up heaps.
Yeah, bro.
Going through Coventry and then obviously playing those teams like the Saracens and all those things, to get form and find form, like especially over there and it was just you and your partner, did you quite enjoy it because you actually got to focus kind of more on yourself and stuff like that as an athlete and, you know, aspiring career?
Yeah, definitely. I think like even when I went for Seven Oaks, I just had like a professional mindset. except for like weekends. I just took it pretty seriously.
Yeah,
so, and then just kind of focused on rugby a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. It must have been so encouraging for you to go over after COVID when everything was dead and you go over and within a year you just sussed a nice contract. And you're just hissing with a team that, you know, is full pro.
Yeah.
You get time. You're in England. You're exploring Europe. Bro, it must have been so fun. Like, just the experience overall.
Yeah. Such a fun time, bro. Yeah. Such a good experience, yeah.
Did they turn on the juice in the Jets in the weekend after games?
Bro. We loved it. loved it. A few good trips away. True. End of year trip was gone. We're just talking about that with a few of the boys as well. Like, just recently because it was, like, this time last year or whatever. that we had our end of year trip to Spain. But crazy.
Your whole team went over?
No, not everyone, but I think we had like, it must have been like 20 or something of us. Like 25. Like, bro, we had like a massive villa. Yeah, crazy.
It was so fun, eh? Just to like travel and get stuff like that done.
Yeah.
How many countries did you took off while we were there, like travel-wise?
Quite a few. I think I got, I think it was like 7 or something. Italy, Austria, Spain.
A flight away or even a train ride for some.
Yeah. France, all those.
So from Coventry, bro, if you signed on the 5th of August last year, when did you start talking with Moana?
I can't even remember. It's all kind of just jumbled. Maybe, what's the date now? About this time last year? No, it would have been a bit later than this last year. There wasn't, to be honest, it was only, I think we kind of spoke for about a month before like we finally got it.
Oh, really? Like July-ish then?
Yeah. So I remember got put on hold because they announced Artie's signing before mine.
Yeah.
So like they were kind of trying to sort all that stuff out at the same time as mine.
Yeah.
So I was kind of just waiting a little bit. And then once they announced Artie, I was like, oh yeah. And then they chucked mine up after.
Yeah. Far out. That's interesting. And so you come you said you came over a bit later. You missed the first block of preseason. Yeah. And you come over. What was it like moving over, like back here and being closer to home?
Yeah, like it's just, it just felt like home. Just, the culture and just, felt like being back home.
Yeah, you must have known a couple of the boys already through Ikaleta.
Yeah, like in Ikaleta and them, like Finnair, like the Inesi brothers. Yeah. It's like quite a few of them. That made it easier as well.
Yeah, you got to settle in a lot faster, eh?
Yeah.
When you came over, what kind of stuff, when you were obviously talking with Moana, what kind of stuff did they want you to bring or when you were communicating with them in regards to a player and kind of your, what you have in your play style and attributes?
They kind of just, they just love the way I played and they were just like, be yourself, bro. And then kind of, I just take on the learnings as well, But I think being myself and just doing what I do.
Yeah. So when you come over and you debut in February, eh? I think against the Highlanders?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys just went down 31-29.
Yeah, very
just I think I remember someone. Just missed that. Like a couple kicks probably would have got you guys a dub that day. Bro, I remember when you came on, bro, it was crazy. Eh? Yeah. I mean, that game, you guys crept back fast in that second half. Were you nervous before you got on or no?
I was actually, I think, but once I got my first touch, I was all good. Yeah. Like I was nervous, like once I ran on and then I think my first touch, I got the ball. I think it was just a pass. And then the second one was like a nice line kick into the corner.
Oh yeah.
And after that, I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, we're on. Let's
go. You're on. You kicked the 50-22 that game as well.
No, that was the Hurricanes.
Oh, was it the Canes next week? That was crazy. But your first goal kick you got over, was it?
Yeah,
that was from the corner as well. That was like right from the sideline. Was that good to just slot one over, especially? What tee do you kick off?
I've got this Gilbert, like the adjustable Gilbert.
Is that? Oh no, not Dan Carter's ones, eh? He's the super tee. So is Gilbert the what one? Is it the black adjustable ones?
Yeah, it's got the black, and mine's like the black and green one.
Have you always kicked off those even as a youngin?
I've had that one for a while. True. I can't remember what else I have had, but I've had that for quite a while.
Yeah, are you quite superstitious with your tee or nah?
A little bit. Pete's been trying to get me over to, rugby bricks.
The rugby bricks one. Those colored like the vortex.
So hopefully I'll probably link up with him in the off season in Oz.
Where his base is?
But he goes over a lot. We just kind of just chatted a bit. And he's like, if we're there same time, let's link up. And
100.
I'm sure we'll try get a couple nudges off it, see how it feels.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But
Jonathan Thurston, he was superstitious as with his tea. Like I think during the week he always had one and one of the boys pranked him and he went on a bus one day and when they were traveling and they left his bag there and he apparently had a full meltdown. They told us Matty Johns was listening to the podcast and supposedly he had a full meltdown in the hotel and in that game, bro, he missed all his kicks.
Really?
Yeah. Super superstitious. Baby fuming, eh? Yeah, he lost as for that, eh? When you come over over to Moana as well, did you have any other support systems here when you came over? Or was it just the boys?
No, just the boys. I've got a bit of extended family, but I never met them.
Ah, I see.
But yeah,
just obviously so linked up with them now.
Yeah, I've met quite a few of them now. Yeah.
You moved over to Browns Bay. What's that like as well, bro?
Nice area, eh? Yeah. Yeah, it's good, bro.
Good cafes and that all around there.
Nice food places, nice beach.
Oh, I see. With your physical kind of, because the game is just like super physical and super, like the turnarounds are pretty fast.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a short week. Like, what was the shortest week? Was it a Saturday to a Friday?
Yeah, probably maybe Saturday, Friday.
Saturday to a Friday. Other than like that, some of the public holidays. What's it like, bro? How's the body been holding up now, and especially in the super?
Yeah, not too bad. I like got a bit, had a tight groin. But like, I haven't had any injuries, touch wood. Like those Moana are pretty good of like kind of managing, especially we had that 7 week block.
Yeah.
Which was pretty full on. So kind of just managing our load and making sure we're not doing too much or doing too little.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Especially watching like, cause like guys like Adi and stuff, like especially with their style, and then like you got Miracle, Fainlangi and all those boys. Yeah. Bro, you guys go through the ringer every week with Summerhow games, man. And some of your games have been super close. You guys honestly get drenched out. It's crazy that you guys don't get injured way more than you guys are. Good, and that's just being a pro rugby player in general. It's honestly nuts that you guys don't get injured as much as you know, people would expect. Where do you think rugby is, bro, as a game? Like here, like you've obviously gone to from Oz Rugby Union. You went over to the UK, got to experience all that. Like now you're here in New Zealand playing for Moana Pacifica, obviously ripped the whole of Pacifica, but where do you think rugby union is, bro? Like just as a whole, like in general.
I think it's improving from what it was, like in terms of fan base. Like you're seeing the stats and numbers from Super Rugby, like viewers and that last year, this year, and then you see the fans that Moana are getting and that, and like, I remember, bro. Well, like not long ago, there's just not many people watching it. So it's really good to see, really good to see.
We came to that the Anzac round, that game.
Oh yeah, was that the Fiji game?
Yeah. That was crazy, bro. That crowd was
so many
nuts.
Fijians.
Holy moly, it was so nuts, loud. Everyone was. It's kind of a typical like thing, but like everyone was sitting in their wrong seats. So like we were in the wrong seats, bro, and then the people that actually had those seats came, and so we had to move again. But we moved like three times because everyone was always in the wrong seats. But that was a hissing game.
Yeah, bro.
Your form this year, bro, it's been crazy, since you've come onto the scene. What do you think's kind of helped your form this year as an athlete and a footy player?
I think it's a bit of everything. You know, the boys, you know, help heaps, and then the coaching is just driving high standards.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, just every day, just making sure you drive high standards, make good decisions, and just do what you need to do throughout the week to perform on the game day.
Before we played, before you played for Moana Pacifica, you've obviously been to a World Cup. Mm. What was that experience like, bro, playing for Tonga at the World Cup?
That was crazy, World Cup, that was unreal, Just like the things like around it, like you go from your hotel to the game and you got like this massive police escort, you got like four cars, motorcycles, and just like the experience of going into the stadium and then just being there. Yeah, the whole experience was, it's crazy.
Yeah. Was that the kind of, especially like for like culture wise, was that one of the first times you really tapped back into your Tongan culture, going back into that team and playing for that in the World Cup? Because a lot of you guys practice a lot of the like Tongan traditions in and around that campaign,
Yeah, I think it was definitely like because I was in the PNC before the World Cup.
Yeah.
So that was kind of when it first, first kind of clicked, and then coming back into it again.
Yeah.
The World Cup.
Kyron, when I had Kyron and Bray, he was talking about like rubbing shoulders with like Israel Folau and all those guys. What was it like, going in and seeing those dudes?
Crazy. You just pinch yourself, like all of them, like Fekitoa, Piatau, bro, just easy, man.
Got to learn a bit off them?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, for that first kind of block, bro, I was kind of so, like, starstruck. I didn't even, you're kind of just like, oh, this is mad.
Yeah.
And then kind of once it sunk in, I'm like, oh, yeah, try and, like, just be a sponge more. Like, yeah.
But your kit is so gone, eh?
Yeah.
Like the red kit, fuck, bro. It's gangster. Yeah, did you give a fair bit of it out after?
Yeah. Quite a bit, bro. I know where most of it is. I couldn't tell you, but I've kept the playing jerseys. The parents have those. But
oh, me.
Yeah, most of the other kid, I couldn't tell you where that.
Yeah, fair enough. It's probably little brothers, bro. I'm probably wearing it over a... You know, you progress throughout your career now, bro. It's sick. Like, you know, like I've constantly said, to play rugby all over the world, and like that's why you play it. Like, you get to travel the world and do what you love. What are some goals you have set, bro? You know, like for the future.
Well, my recent ones were Super and then World Cup as well.
Yeah.
So ticking off those now. Eh? Yeah. So now it's like next World Cup.
Yeah.
That's my next goal.
Yeah. 100%.
And then kind of, you know, I've got another year at Moana.
Yeah.
So just lock in for that.
Mean.
And then in terms of, yeah, just kind of, I haven't really passed that. I haven't really got many. Yeah. It's kind of just to just stay in the,
towards.
For me, it's just to stay in the professional scene, wherever that may be around the world for as long as possible and try to stay on top of my game. For,
100%.
I'm sure it's like, go on, it'll... Yeah, like next year I'll probably have another goal for the next season.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. If you didn't play footy, bro, or out of footy, what do you reckon you'd be doing?
Golf. Well, the family, we own a few pubs back home.
Mean?
Yeah, so probably just in the family business, to be honest. Like, good. That's, probably.
Bro, that's hissing, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, what is your favorite beer, bro, over in Oz? Because I tasted a couple when we went over.
I'm not much of a, like, I drink beer, like, when we go with the boys, but, like, I don't, I prefer, like, JD Coke or, JD Coke.
What was it called? There was two. I like Tui's Dry.
Oh, yeah.
That one was Tui's. Nice. And Great Northern.
Oh, yeah.
Great Northern's nice, bro. That's a good drip.
Yeah, it's super dry, I think. And then there's the Solo, hard rated, bro.
Oh, nice. Jamming that. They just got here, bro. The hard solos. Yeah.
Jam that on tap.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we had that on tap a couple nights as well, bro. Yeah, that's Hissing. It's so nice. They're like, the new boxes came here. Oh, that's the other thing about Oz that was weird. When I went, like, every time I've gone over to Oz, bro, they've only sold 24 packs.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like here where you just buy, like, you know, 12 boxes and stuff.
Yeah, they have 24. Some of them have 10 packs. But you can only get, like, 6 packs or 24.
Yeah, or 24, right? No in between.
Yeah.
That's mean. Working in pubs, bro. That'd be hissing. Are they all in Sydney? Like, all based around and close to where you guys are?
Yeah, it's, like, mean. 10 minutes from ours.
Oh, bro, mean. Oh, bro, that's sick. If you could talk to your younger self, bro, like, you know, the kid with dreams and aspirations to do what you're doing exactly now, what would you say to him?
Don't take it too seriously. Just keep having fun and enjoying it. Don't overthink it.
Yeah. Did you damn touch footy?
Just in school.
Because that's what those skills kind of transverse what we jam now. What plans do you have career wise? You know, like if. Like, let's say you go and do, like, the pub and stuff. I mean, Jeff, what do you reckon? You'll have, like, a coaching career as well, Chris, if you really wanted to?
Yeah, I did start thinking about that a bit. Maybe coaching or something. I'm not sure exactly, like, in terms of what. Like, but to be honest, I still haven't even really thought too much past rugby.
Just grinding in on what you have now. Yeah. Oh, that's the one locked in. So we'll get through some quick fire questions then, bro.
Yep.
The first one, your favorite stadium to play at?
Supposed to be quick fire. probably the one in France at the World Cup.
Every time you say World Cup now, that try you got at South Africa.
Yeah. Bro, just that one, just because of the try.
That stadium. Bro, me. Yeah. Who's your funniest teammate in Moana at the moment?
Probably Danny Tuala.
Oh, true.
He's a bit of an idiot.
Yeah, he's funny, bro. Even on the field, three songs, bro, before a game. You go on your phone, go on to Spotify. What are the first three songs you're picking to listen to pre-game?
Bro, it changes a bit, eh?
Tupac?
It just depends. I'm more like, I like country or like chill kind of vibes.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Who do you jam country-wise?
More chilling. It used to be Morgan Wallen heaps. Now it's like more Luke Combs and that.
Did you go to his concert here? Or?
Yeah. Me and a few of the boys went.
Yeah,
me,
bro, that was mean.
Danny went. Yeah.
Sweet. The toughest player you've had to mark to date? Victor Radley.
Probably one of the Springbok boys against that game, eh?
True.
Yeah.
Was that hectic?
But like, because I was only on for a short period of time, didn't really have to defend much, which was lucky. Yeah, probably one of those boys.
Springboks, yeah. Best in the world for a reason at the moment, eh?
Yeah.
You've been given a free dinner, bro, and you got the option of choosing any three guests, dead or alive, famous or not. Who would you pick to have at this free dinner?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, 23, yeah.
Tiger Woods.
Sick.
We're all going to be athletes, eh? Can I change it? Nah. Dan Carter.
Yo. Who are you going to say, bro?
I was going to say like maybe an actor or actress, but I'll keep it.
What were you going to say? What's her name? What's the Wolf of Wall Street? The Aussie? Oh, Margot Robbie.
Yeah. No, I'll keep it athletes. Yeah.
We'll go to our fan questions then, bro. First one, one of my mates, Lottie Rowland, she lives in the UK, but she said, Kazzy B. Do you know a Kazzy B? She asked me to ask you something. I'm going to get it.
Wait, who said this?
Lottie Rowland. She said, I need to get this up. Because I think you know a guy that she knows. Here it is. He said, ask him about Casbah in Coventry.
Oh, Casbah.
Yeah, Casbah.
Yeah, that's the nightclub.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Is it gun?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, true. Man. But what does the clubbing scene like in the UK? Is it just a way?
It's pretty fun, eh?
Yeah. There's nothing here.
It's good, bro. It's good. Yeah. Casbah, man. Well, there are lots of Saturday nights after games. True. Bro, it's good fun.
What time do they close, bro, in the UK? Normal times.
Late. Yeah, real late.
That's crazy. No, that'll be good mean, eh? Do you rate Witherspoons?
Do I rate Witherspoons? For a couple cheap beers.
Yeah. What is it?
It's like a pub chain.
Ah.
And like they're just like really cheap kind of stuff. But yeah, love it with the boys for a few beers. Good fun.
I've kind of asked about my mate Alfie Dolphus says, what was the Rugby World Cup like for you?
Yeah, unreal. Yeah. Probably one of the best experiences of my life.
100. Itzimoni Dolfa says, what's your post-match feed?
My missus was talking about this before. I love her. Bah, smash her Macca's feed, eh?
Gun.
Yeah.
What's your order? Go to?
Changes. Oh, there's two. I'll either have like a Big Mac meal with some nuggets.
Yeah.
Sweet and sour sauce and a thick shake.
Yeah.
Or like a quarter pounder meal.
Yeah, double quarter pounder, steam buns.
Maybe a like, cheeseburger on the side as well.
Bro, you know what? Just get a shield box, bro. You know what I love at the moment at Macca's? The chocolate soft serves.
Chocolate soft serves? Bro, oh, yeah. Nice. I'll jam it after the game on Saturday.
Yeah, bro. The chocolate soft serves are so gun. You get an Oreo McFlurry, but tell them to put the chocolate soft serve, bro. It's gun.
Yeah.
The Aussie Macca's are so different to here, bro. What the hell? Like, the menu is totally different.
Oh, yeah. There's some stuff that's
different. Yeah, you guys have, like, way different stuff. And your drinks. Yeah. You got, like, way more selection of drinks.
Yeah.
Cedric Tolsinger, one of the boys, he said, the most annoying teammate at Moana, love your work, bro.
Danny.
Sweet, we got another question. This is from Broad Street Rugby.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a club?
That's a club back in England. I used to coach there a bit.
Oh, yeah. So they said, at Coventry, you coached a local club. Why did you sneak an amateur player into Tonga Teams Talk before Romania?
Which one?
That's what they said. It literally said, I'll show you what it says. It said, why did you sneak a... It's weird how they said it, bro. How do you see it? Oh, there. By Broad Street Rugby. Can you read that?
Make an amateur player to Tonga team. I don't even know.
Is he off one?
I don't even know what that means.
Is it off one? All right, we'll go to the next one.
I have to think about that. I don't even know what that means.
It must have been some underground stuff you were doing over there. Knocked on Instagram, they said, who does he feel are the best goal kickers in the world at the moment?
Finn Smith's pretty good.
Yeah.
For England, under pressure, he's gun.
Yeah.
Probably all the Finn Russell as well.
Finn Russell, yeah, he's pretty gun.
Yeah, right.
Scotland, eh?
Yeah. Not sure what McKenzie kicking it?
Yeah.
Pretty high percentage at the moment.
Yeah, he kicks pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes pretty well.
Yeah, bro.
What? Who was that? There was a guy I wanted to say that was a pretty gun kicker. Oh, the French one. That French fullback. Mac? Yeah.
Oh, no, the, what's, yeah, the fullback. Fullback. Yeah. Yeah,
bro. He was slotting them from like 53, yeah, 54. Well. Yeah. Holy moly. They kick. South Africans always look good at kicking, especially in South Africa. Yeah. When the ball holds up like 25 seconds more, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
The next one, body paint guy. Are you picky with pasta? If so, what's your least favorite?
If am I what?
Picky with pasta.
Nah, I love all pasta, bro. But my favorite, every Friday, every pre-game, I always have spaghetti bolognese, pasta bolognese.
Yum.
Bro, that's my go-to. I've had it for years now.
Yeah. You cook it yourself?
Yeah, or if I'm with fam, we'll go out or whatever. Or like, just depends on where we are.
Have you found a pasta joint here that you
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I go La Spiaga, I think it's called. In Browns.
Close
Mairangi Bay.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, gun?
Yeah, gun.
Gun. Bro, gun. If Sudden asks, how'd you step up from the semi-pro environment at Coventry to go to a pro environment at Moana?
Because like I said, they're both pretty full time.
Yeah.
Cov's pretty full time. But I guess if like we go from Seven Oaks to Cov, like I said, I kind of just always throughout the week, I would always kind of think of it as pro.
Yeah.
So like, even if I wasn't training full time, like my stuff around that would be kind of, full pro, like watching tape, training or whatever that would be, extra goal kicking, extra kicking, that kind of stuff.
Mm. Yeah, 100%, just grinding over through that, eh? I mean, that's pretty much all you said.
Yeah.
You chase your opportunities and then, just see what you reaping, out of the end of it.
Yeah.
Bro, what a potty gun. Yeah. Right, appreciate you, eh?
Nice, bro.
Thanks to our headline sponsor, Freedom Internet, again, for helping us bring this podcast to life. Thank you for jumping on the proddy, bro, and, giving us your time, especially on your off day. What are you off to do now? Some kicking?
Nah, done kicking. Go O Studio now for a little sauna and ice bath. A
little sauna and stuff.
Home to chill, bro.
Yeah, gun. Your journey's been gun. All the best to you and your family, bro, for the future. I'm praying for a long, career. That's session 7, everyone. Thanks for tuning into the Hurt Locker. Leave them with something, bro. Leave the fans and everyone with a special little message.
Thanks, fans, for watching. Stay away from Danny Tawala.
Cheers, bro.